This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you guys for tuning in. We really do appreciate you. We will, you know, get your questions, your calls. But, of course, if there's any breaking news or anything urgent, we're going to obviously talk about that because this is a news show as well. So, all right, you know, weeks ago we had discussed how probably Americans should get the hell out of Ukraine. And I was kind of surprised that they were just kind of, think about it, maybe think about getting out, you know, be a little bit more firm. They were going to keep the diplomatic corps there. And I think we all knew what was coming. We were actually suspecting this would happen, you know, even earlier in the year. But the fact that we're seeing, you know, a buildup of troops, now over 150,000 troops, you know, Putin lying about, oh, yeah, we're going to pull them back. And then I guess another 7,000 troops get brought in the same day. We know something's up. And so even though we had suggested, okay, America should probably get the hell out now, then last week Biden had said, guys, if you don't get out, don't expect us to help because we're not going to risk American troops to get your butt out if you chose not to leave. I found that a very bad thing to say, not very strategic, because I think the average person wants to get the hell out of there and can't. You know, maybe they have COVID. Maybe somebody's not letting them. Maybe someone's not granting them a visa. Maybe there's some bureaucracy, you know. Or you also don't want to give Putin the idea that, you know what, if there's an American there, they're yours to rape. They're yours to hold hostage. We're not coming to get them. So I thought that was very, very bad form. I get Biden wanted to protect the troops, and I get that. But that could be something that he could say quietly. Say, you know what, based on, you know, the success chance, we're probably not going to be able to do an operation. But instead, he made an announcement saying, look, we're not going to get you out if you're there. And he didn't have to say that because we all saw Afghanistan, you know, what happened a few months ago. So I think we know. We know that, you know, we're going to be left behind. So it didn't have to be said. But what should have been said a little while back that hasn't, and they probably should say it now, is Americans in Russia should probably get the hell out also. I think there's like 3 million Russian Americans, or, you know, I don't know if they're dual citizens. I don't know if, you know, if what exactly the situation is. But we learned yesterday that Russia had expelled an American diplomat home from Moscow. So tensions are increasing, and if Russia has no problem, right, flicking out a top UN official, a top ambassador that is American in Moscow, what else are they not going to have a problem doing if we do go into war? Now, I know most people's experience with war is what they read about with Vietnam or the Korean War, you know, or maybe the Persian Gulf War, Afghanistan. But, you know, for those of us that have kind of followed history, all right, if God forbid there is a major, you know, incursion, major conflict, then the bad guy country or the country that is our enemy is probably not going to treat, right, their enemies really nice within their soil. And isn't it already difficult to leave, you know, certain countries as it is? If you have any opportunity to leave Russia or Crimea or Georgia or any of the places that Russia could have control, you might want to get the hell out. You know, the other thing everybody's saying, well, Putin's going to back down. Putin will back down. I don't know much about Putin, but he doesn't want to get embarrassed on the world stage. He wants to look like he's a force. In fact, that's one of the reasons why there's a little bit of debate on Ukraine coming into NATO, because not all the NATO countries are like, I don't know if we want to get into a war with Russia. All right? Putin wants to be known as a badass. And for him to go, oh, no, the Americans are going to mess with our pipeline to Germany. You know what? We'll back down. I don't think they're going to do that. I think Putin's going to be like, we're going all in. And you want to know what's going to be more than the Ukraine. You know, this is why this is becoming such a concern that it's a world conflict. Everyone's like, no, it's just going to be Ukraine and Russia. It's not. It's not. There's a lot of egos. There's a lot of opportunity with COVID, with, you know, the Afghanistan debacle. And who knows if they're also going to draw in. We think it's just the separatists. They, you know, they could draw in other countries as well. Join us or we destroy you. You don't know. And then, of course, China can keep us distracted, you know, on the Pacific side of things. So there's, you know, for those people going, okay, I'm just going to pray that this goes away. I'm praying, too, it goes away. You can pray. Pray. I love prayer. I think praying is fine. But if there are Americans in Russia, they should have probably been told to leave a while back. And they should probably be leaving now, even if this doesn't escalate. All right? Hey, then they come back. It's not a big deal. Guys, take a vacation. Work remotely. Oh, well, I'll get fired. Well, you know, all I know is, you know, the Jews that could have had an opportunity to leave Germany and Austria and Poland that didn't, obviously they regretted it. And so if you do realize that you are in a situation where the country with whom you're relying on isn't a fan of your country, it's not ideal for you to be there. We've been enjoying peacetime, and we've been spoiled, and we think World War II is never going to happen. And I hope that. Trust me, optimistic thinking is fantastic. But be prepared. Be ready. And please don't underestimate any of these world leaders thinking they are going to back off. Okay? Nobody wants to be a Kim Jong-un. Nobody wants to be made fun of. Like, people are already making fun of Putin and generals. People are already making fun of these other world leaders, but they definitely don't. Putin will not just go, oh, you know what? Yeah, I'll bring back my 150,000 troops. So, Americans and Russia, I'm not Biden, but if I were President Biden, I'd say you might want to get the hell out. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. We really do appreciate it. And again, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of our listeners that wants to be anonymous is asking if this, shall we say, this revelation of the hidden camera of the FDA executive admitting that there's, you know, revenue driven policy when it comes to vaccine, is that why the pediatric vaccine was held up? And so I remember last week we were told that the FDA was about to approve the 6 month to 4 year old children vaccine dose, and then they said they were going to wait for data on the three doses. And we thought that the data was going to already come. We thought that they were already working on that, and apparently they delayed. Now, we're being told that no, it's delayed because it's they still have to review the data, and they found kind of variable immunity when it comes to the age group. And so even though the six-month-old age group had, I believe, done okay, the 2 to 4-year-old age group did it with just 2 shots, so they expanded it to 3 shots. And so Pfizer-BioNTech had to postpone its application to the FDA to expand the use of its 2-dose vaccine but for 6 months to 4 years. And then parents, they say, are eager for the shot. They want to get this rolling. But they're, you know, I was concerned that maybe it was a safety data issue, and that's why it got held off. Pfizer said last week that it has to wait for its data on a 3-dose series of the vaccine because it believes 3 doses may provide a higher level of protection. Data on the 3rd dose is expected in early April. Again, not sure why that had to have been a headline, because we know they were waiting for that data. So why was there, quote-unquote, a delay? There was not supposed to be a delay. That was, we knew it was going to take some time. Pfizer in December said the 2 doses did not generate a strong enough immune response for 2 to 4-year-olds. And that was when they used the 3-microgram dose. The 10-microgram dose is for those 5 to 11, and then the 30-microgram dose is for those 12 on up. And those of us who are grown-ups, we got the 30-microgram dose. So a tenth of that for the infants to 4 years old didn't produce as much of an immune response for those age 2 to 4. So they figured they might have to do another vaccine series or a vaccine shot. So I think the first one is day one, the next one is 3 weeks, and then I think the final shot was being tested if it needs to be given in 4 weeks or 8 weeks. And 3-shot series for the pediatric age group is not that uncommon. It's just, you know, when we do the vaccines for kids, it's 2 months, 4 months, 6 months. You know, we kind of line them all up. When you start to kind of add, well, you have to get 1 shot, then you have to get it within 3 weeks, and then you have to get another, you know, in terms of these kids getting it exactly, if the shot has to be given exactly to the minute, there you're going to have compliance issues. It just doesn't happen. Parents don't have time to get off work. Kids might not be feeling well. There might not be appointments easily made. You know, with pediatric vaccines, most kids do not get their shots on a regular schedule as it is. So I know there's been some debate, but it is an interesting question where if all this that's going on with, okay, you know what, we're going to hold off, you know, we want it to authorize, but we're going to wait and see what happens with the 3rd dose, which, by the way, I think that's what they originally wanted to do. Let the kids, the young kids, get their first 2 doses, and then, you know what, just give them the 3rd dose after we get the details on it. I think they're like, let's just hold off. So I was concerned that maybe there was an issue with the side effect profile, maybe the data wasn't robust enough. But it is an interesting concept that it's because back on February 2nd, this Project Veritas sting operation happened. And I'm a little mixed on that, but boy, what they end up reporting on is definitely interesting stuff. So just to recap, FDA executive Christopher Cole was on a date. And it looks like he was on multiple dates with this one person. And she ends up being an undercover employee, went to a bunch of dinner meetings with him, and she works for Project Veritas. And he was caught on camera talking about the vaccine mandates, there'll be annual requirements, there's financial incentives, it's revenue driven in terms of the policy. And so when he got, you know, when this kind of came out into the open, I think the FDA is like, hold on, let's hold off. Because if we come up with any recommendation and this does become a bigger story than, you know, anticipated, no one's going to believe us, and it could really hurt the pediatric vaccine movement. And I said that's the problem with all of this. You know, we have a deadly virus. We have a vaccine that works, but it was the public officials, it was the politicians that screwed the whole thing up. Why did you have to start mandating? Why did you have to say, oh, you'll need 4 shots? And those of us with natural immunity have no say. Once they did that, I knew it was going to hurt the vaccine movement. And in fact, this could also hurt future vaccines. Yeah, I told you, with what California was doing in schools, with vaccine mandates for schools, what do you think parents who don't want their kid to get these vaccines are going to do? They're going to pull their kid out of school, which parents are already saying they are, and then, well, what about the other vaccines? They're like, I don't trust those either. I want kids to get vaccinated for tetanus, you know, for pneumonia, for polio. These are some fantastic vaccines. Same thing, hepatitis. And so if they, and I said this time and time again, once the government screws up with COVID, they screw it up for everybody. So the founder of Project Veritas is demanding answers now from the FDA because the undercover reporter caught how the COVID boosters are going to become annual requirements and the Biden administration gets financial incentives for pushing the vaccine. James O'Keefe told Sean Hannity there are serious ethical issues. He said when you have the government getting money from the people they are supposed to be regulating and you have an executive officer in that government saying he did not know he was being recorded, that influences how they approve products. That, you know, it does. If things are getting, you know, people keep saying, well, it's an experimental vaccine. That's not what they, you know, even though the technology has been around since the 90s, this vaccine is new. It is a new vaccine. And so with a regulation process, it does take some time. I get that lives are at stake in jeopardy, and I think us having it emergency approved allowed people to have their lives saved, but it also showed that we don't necessarily understand all the side effects. And there are side effects, which is why you can't mandate the sucker. And in fact, he even said, when you watch the recordings, he even said, you know, because she had asked him, she goes, well, what if there's side effects? He goes, well, then they pull the drug. She goes, well, how often does that happen? He goes, it happens all the time. So it gets approved, and then they go, dope, and then things get pulled. Now, I get that you can't study every drug for 30 years. I get that. But then give people a choice. Say, look, guys, this is a new science. You know, for those of you who want it, you know, you can take it. But for those of you who don't want to take the risks or aren't comfortable, no problem. But that's not what the government did. The government mandated something that was emergency approved and rushed through. And now we have an FDA official admitting that safety data is not thoroughly vetted. And these vaccines could be pulled if the data is not, if they find that there's some serious risks. He says the vaccine, it wanes, your ability to fight it wanes, so the three will bolster in terms of three shots. The bolster your immune system, and then there will be an annual one just like the flu shot. Biden wants to inoculate as many people as possible. I think it's going to be a gradual thing. Schools are going to mandate it. Now that's something that I think we've all guessed. We know that it's going to be a flu shot, an annual one, but what we didn't know is how extensive the financial relationships were. We knew there was some. FDA has dismissed the report. Cole said it was a hack job. And again, it's one of those things where, you know, these hidden cameras are always, you know, a touchy subject. You know, and again, this guy was on a date. Was he, you know, but I mean, that's some powerful stuff he said. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden said this morning he continues to believe Russian President Vladimir Putin will go through with an invasion of Ukraine within days. U.S. intelligence says at least 7,000 additional Russian troops have headed to the Ukrainian border. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We've also seen a continued problematic, troubling buildup of troops at the border and surrounding Ukraine.
Biden continues to tell reporters the threat of an invasion is still extremely high. Applications for U.S. unemployment benefits rose last week by 23,000 to 248,000, according to the Labor Department. About 1.6 million Americans are still collecting jobless aid this week, and first-time applications for jobless aid, which generally track the pace of layoffs, are back down to pre-pandemic levels. The overall unemployment rate rose to just over 4%. This is USA Radio News. Texas National Guard troops at the border are unionizing, and with that story, here's USA's Katie Lewis.
Texas National Guard troops deployed to the border under Operation Lone Star have become the first state active duty troops to unionize, and they're seeking to capitalize on the Justice Department's declaration that guard troops can do so. The Texas State Employees Union's Military Caucus is scheduled for its first meeting next week. The Army Times reported that, among other things, it will address difficult working conditions. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is now admitting that it's time for the U.S. to start inching back toward normality despite the remaining risk from COVID-19. In an exclusive interview with Reuters, Fauci states that the U.S. is facing tough choices in their efforts to balance the need to protect their citizens from infections and the growing fatigue with a pandemic that is dragged into its third year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Drama everywhere. This 2022, we knew it was not going to be a very, very simple year. We were hoping it would be. Now, I told you guys, I knew something was up when we had falling iguanas. Once I heard iguanas were just falling out of trees, I didn't know if they were trying to commit suicide, what the hell was going on. They said it was because they froze and they got paralyzed and all that. And I was like, okay, this is not going to be a good year. Then Tom Brady retires, and now there's talk maybe he'll come back. And then, of course, all the COVID drama and now what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. But we also had an Olympics. I mean, I haven't even talked about the midterms yet. I mean, this is an election year. But we have the Olympics, and the Olympics is not without its drama. Just to give you guys an updated medal count, Americans have 21 medals, 8 of which are gold. Norway still leads the pack at 29, Germany 22, ROC 26. Austria is doing good with 17. China has about 13. And, you know, we're getting there. Canada, 20. Italy, 16. I got to tell you, some of these events are just fantastic. I've been watching, you know, the cross, the you know, where people are flipping on their skis. It's fantastic. Or they're flipping on their snowboard. I got to tell you, the Americans really know how to kick some butt. But when you look at the ROC and what's been going on, they've been, again, back in the news with a doping scandal. And as we spoke to you guys about a week ago, Kamila Valieva is the 15-year-old junior world junior champion who has been, I mean, for the past year or two, has caught the eye of those of us going, okay, dang, she possibly could be one of the best skaters in the world because, you know, they just get better and better and better. Well, last week it was found out that before Christmas, she had tested positive for a banned substance, the trimetazidine. And the trimetazidine, it's not a steroid, it's not Epogen, but it's something that can increase energy efficiency and help a heart work better while it's going through exercise ischemic stress. Well, an excuse that, so Kamila and the ROC was able to get back into competition because her being only 15 years old, having competed, you're still innocent until proven guilty. They said, let her still compete. I don't know if she'll be allowed to win a medal, but let her still compete. Because to lose the whole entire, you know, if something ends up being in this investigation, or it ends up being she was drugged, whatever, so they let her continue. And one of the excuses that was given, or reasons, was she was sharing a glass of water with her grandfather, and it was her grandfather's heart medication. I didn't buy that, but, you know, I'm surprised they said that, because I would have expected that what happened is you had this little girl, and you have these pressures from Russia or from powers that be, you know, she's only 15, and that she was either inadvertently drugged or forced to do it. Well, then, apparently, she has tested positive for two additional substances, not illegal substances. These aren't banned, but she had another couple additional substances on board. This was the L-carnitine and the hypoxin. Now, both of these are considered legal substances. They have not been banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency, even though people have tried to get them added to the list. Now, L-carnitine is a commonly used supplement by athletes. They use it for its ability to improve muscle mass, increase exercise tolerance. What it does is it transports long-chain fatty acids into the mitochondria. And the mitochondria is like the battery or the power source. And the mitochondria has to produce energy for the cell. So L-carnitine helps provide the fuel for mitochondria to do their thing and make more energy. L-carnitine can also remove the buildup of toxic metabolites so they don't impede cell function. I'm not entirely sure. I haven't studied this to the degree of the risks of it. I'm sure there are, you know, with any sort of supplement, people go crazy and they go, okay, well, it sounds like it's all good. There can't be any bad to it. But unfortunately, I do think it can affect the kidneys. Remember, it's kind of a amino acid. These things are proteins, so they're kind of large for a kidney standpoint. And so it could cause abdominal cramps, muscle weakness. They say it could even induce seizures in those with seizure disorders. And, you know, stomach upset, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting. So there are risks to it. And I do want to study a little bit more about what it could do to the kidneys and liver. So it isn't something that we just regularly recommend to athletes. Hypoxin, that's a brand name product. And I guess its main ingredient is, get ready for this one, sodium polydihydroxyphenol and thiosulfonate. Let me see if I can pronounce that better. Sodium polydihydrophenol and thiosulfonate. If I had to, in organic chemistry, draw that chemical out, I couldn't do it. Or regular chemistry class. And per the company's website, it acts as an antioxidant, so it reduces oxidative stress. And hypoxin facilitates the flow of oxygen into the cells of the body. It compensates for the disturbed cells due to oxygen starvation, processes of energy formation, ATP, and reduce the need for organs and tissues in oxygen totally increasing resistance to hypoxia. So hypoxin, I guess, is supposed to help guard against tissue hypoxia. I'm not exactly sure what the mechanism of action of it. But both of those are not considered drugging or doping. So, you know, in December, Valieva tested positive for the trimetazidine. Trimetazidine, it's not a vasodilator, but what it does is it's in the fatty acid oxidation inhibitor, so it stops when a muscle is using energy, it needs a constant flow of fuel, needs fatty acids. And so when you start to lose, when you lose part of your fuel, you switch to glycolysis or you switch to other forms that don't require as much oxidation. This helps prevent other uses or waste of the fatty acids that are being oxidized so that the heart muscle still has what it needs to without being in the most oxygen state because it's exercising. It's basically how these medicines are ending up doping is it's not like Epogen or Epogen where it increases your blood cells so you have more oxygen. It's not like steroids. What it does is it helps allow your body to work on less oxygen or to be able to manufacture more energy. So it is a performance enhancing drug. So it's still very confusing that you have a 15-year-old who is a fantastic athlete and has amazing technical skill, which means she probably doesn't need to dope. Or, you know, and I'd hate the word dope like that, but she probably doesn't have to supplement. And then it makes you wonder, well, why is she supplementing? Is it that she gets tired? Is it that she doesn't want to, but she doesn't have a choice? And I don't know what it's like to, you know, be representing a country that was already banned for drugs and has been, you know, been in trouble multiple times for it. And then now you get to be a part of, another, shall we say, entity, the Russian Olympic Committee. And then, you know, is it that there's other powers involved? Either way, she can't compete among others or take a medal away because if it is true that this was going on because it takes away from other athletes. And if you're going to be in the Olympics, you couldn't have never cheated or supplemented, you know, with anything that's banned to get to where you are because that's, to me, the Olympics is you deserved it and you earned it. But on the flip side, is this opening up something where a bunch of people have been using things to enhance? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts. And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app. Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the cards? Yes, the royal flush.
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOLLY or 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good, Doc. How have you been? I hope you're having a good year so far.
You too. You two haven't talked to you in a while. How are things in Baltimore?
Well, they're up and down weather-wise. It's 66 here today, in the 20s.
Colder than Vegas.
It's very sporadic.
Well, we got high hopes for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. So, you know, tell them hi for me, okay? Because I'm a big fan.
I'll do that. They actually do train. One of their camps is in Westminster, the university out here.
Nice.
So I'll make sure to deliver that message.
Yes, please do. So what's up?
I'm glad you brought up Valieva, the skater. I was meaning to call you about that situation. I'm curious to know, with the trimetazidine, the medication that was found in her system back in December of last year, she didn't test positive for that prior to that one test, nor afterwards. And according to one of the commentators, Johnny Weir, they make Olympic athletes test very frequently for anything that might be banned, and they have to actually keep a run sheet, he was saying. If she tested positive for that drug back in December and then had multiple tests afterwards, do you think that that would have any enhancement on her performance since she did test negative at the Olympics multiple times?
Yeah, no, that's a good question, because I've been kind of seeing both sides of this, where I understood that why they reinstated her, because she didn't test positive for the Olympics. She tested during a previous testing that was done in December, weeks before the Olympics, isn't currently on it. However, where this gets tricky is, did she dope to qualify? And if that Russian, I think there was a Russian competition, if she was able to then move on to the Olympics because she qualified from her performance in December, does that mean that it was never, I guess, legal for her to have made it into the Olympics? That's where it gets tricky. Because, yeah, she didn't actively dope for the Olympics, so you would think it's moot. But if she's there and it hurt other people's chances because she doped for that one, that's why I'm of the belief, look, you're innocent until proven guilty. However, if at all you doped to get to any part of your Olympic path, then you're not an Olympian because you cheated to get there. But on the flip side, what she's able to do, I don't think dope can enhance. I think she's got some technical skill that I think what she's doing is just to kind of get through the fatigue of working out. But I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I was going to bring that up because I heard you mention that earlier, and I know that any nation can send whomever they want. They do have these competitions, and oftentimes they go by that, but they can still choose to send somebody else for whatever reason they choose. So I think it does kind of make it moot when, in fact, it's not locked in that just because you win pre-competitions that and qualify for the Olympics, that's the only way you can get there. If a nation can choose whomever they want for whatever reason they want, it does kind of make that point moot in my mind. More importantly, is the fact that they weren't notified, not the skater or her team, until the day after she won the gold in the team competition. I thought that was very strange. And that was one of their arguments to the Court of Arbitration for Sport was, listen, you bring it up now?
Right.
I mean, how can we mount the defense in any reasonable amount of time? And I think that's part of the reason. I believe it's one of the reasons that the court listed as why they allowed her to compete. What I don't understand is why they would cancel any medal ceremonies. They revoked medals before, years after the fact. So why would you make an issue of a medal ceremony when you have the ability to revoke the medals at a later date?
Right. It is. Yeah. Something's just not right about the whole thing. It's just there's something that's just odd. Why a December test comes up now? That would have come up in December or would have come up in January. So the timing is odd. And you know, she had to perform with all this controversy. It was interesting. You didn't hear boos. You expected to hear boos from the audience. People loved her performance. She performed the short program very well, and I think she does the long program now. But I'm just mixed on that because I've been a fan of hers. I think she's been an amazing athlete. I'm just very confused by this whole thing. And again, she's only 15, so you also wonder if these people are forced to, you know, I mean, how does a 15-year-old, you know, decide to dope? You know, I mean, you usually see that with, you know, some older, you know, individuals going, okay, you know what, I'm getting middle age, or, you know, in Olympic terms, this isn't, you know, working for me. Why does a 15-year-old who's at the top of her game needing to enhance? There's just something not right.
And I think the pressure finally got to her with the time difference. I saw the long performance. I won't tell you how it ended up, but yeah. The pressure got to her. And lastly, I thought it was disgraceful the way the commentators, Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir, talked about her while the court is still adjudicating something. Like you said, you're proven
innocent until proven guilty.
You're presumed innocent until proven guilty. And they disparage this little girl. And again, she's only 15. She's a child. To the point where it was sickening the way they talked about her.
Because commentators, when you do broadcast, you know, you do have to put your, just like Tony Romo. Tony Romo could love the Cowboys or hate the Cowboys, but he has to still, when he, you know, broadcasts, you know, during football games, he still has to show objectivity. I noticed that with the short program. I didn't watch the long program yet. I was kind of shocked that they were very, and again, I think we do have freedom of speech, but there is kind of that responsibility to, you know, just, you know, report, okay, this is this element, this, you know, we're not asking for their opinion, we're asking for, okay, what are these elements, what's going on, you know, and so it is interesting.
I've never heard the two of them so silent during performance. They each commented very, with no emotion, two things, or one each. The rest of the performance, they were silent on. They weren't even very kind to the other two Russian skaters. I thought it was a disgraceful, unprofessional performance on their part, Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski. Even the older gentleman who was commentating had to step in, I think, on two occasions, and say, listen, we got to look at the human side of this. She's a 15-year-old, and we really don't know all the details, which
exactly.
They don't. But,
yeah, he had said that with the show program, because at the center of all this, it's a 15-year-old girl. But it is interesting, and it is kind of confusing, and hopefully we move forward from this. Tom, always a pleasure to talk to you. Bless you. Be safe. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.